It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Easy Support Videos. Support your WordPress users by embedding videos and screencasts right inside the WordPress admin. Learn more at easysupportvideos.com. You know how it goes? Everything I mentioned here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, WordPress 5.9 will not be released until the beginning of 2022. There were some major blockers identified with the beta release, and the team thought it best to delay the release instead of pushing through the holidays. Beta 1 was originally scheduled to release last week. Now the overall schedule will be updated to reflect the new date, January 22nd, 2022. This will give contributors more time to collaborate further on the release. There is a new video posted on Facebook that covers the responsive editing and customizations for 5.9. Check this out to see all the new features that are coming. Justin Sainton shared how he got the new brand for Pagely.com launched with full site editing in WordPress. This article shows how the project was started in January of 2021, but was quickly finished in 8 weeks for the merger and acquisition with GoDaddy. Justin covers some of the pain points of full site editing in Gutenberg that you should be aware of in case you decide to follow this accelerated timeline yourself. Events. As I mentioned last week, the State of the Word will be live streamed from New York City. New York City! That means that you can join the fun either online or in person on December 14th, 2021, between 5 and 7 p.m. Eastern. You can join with your local meetup for a watch party, and now you can participate in person in New York City by filling out the registration by Sunday, November 28th. But be aware that not all requests will receive a seat due to the venue capacity set at 50. And side note, I do know some producers inside the WP Minute that got personal invites. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Not me. Sabrina Zierden shared the first plans for the largest venue of WordCamp Europe 2022. To work on the plans, they have reopened the call for organizers. Again, it looks very exciting to have live conferences scheduled for 2022, and that video looks pretty amazing as a in-person venue. Security. We should maybe be getting used to seeing security breaches happen, but when it does, it's still so disturbing. This time, in a disclosure to the Securities and Exchange Commission, GoDaddy revealed that they had been hacked. This is not the first time the company was compromised. GoDaddy stated that it had discovered that an unauthorized third party had accessed a managed WordPress hosting environment. Up to 1.2 million users were compromised. According to this document, GoDaddy believes that the first breach occurred around September 6th, 2021, and investigations are currently underway. Go change all your WordPress passwords if you have accounts with GoDaddy. From our contributors and producers, block building. Do you want to create your own custom block? The Wicked Block Builder is in the WordPress plugin directory. There's no setup required, and you can build blocks in as little as a few minutes. The Block Builder is still in beta, so please make sure you have a backup in place before you give this plugin a try. The Automatic Theme team has been working on a plugin to help you create block-based child themes. You can use the existing tool to make changes to block-based theme, and then export a bundle of templates in theme.json as a new child theme. Once the theme has been created, then unzipped to your WordPress site, you can modify it further. It's a cool tool. Go check it out. In continued discussion around custom blocks, Matt Watson wrote a nice in-depth article about creating Gutenberg blocks over on the WP Owls. The challenge was to build a typical Owl Link Gutenberg block using JavaScript and React-style syntax. Matt does a great job reviewing how to build and apply a block pattern in Gutenberg. If you're not interested in learning blocks at all, you can check out Webflow's approach to creating websites with no code. Bob WP shared that this will be year 11 for him in the WordPress space. His post reflects on people leaving WordPress recently and how the community has been important to him over the years. The PHP Foundation has created an open source collective to help maintain knowledge that has been developed over its 26-year history. The language has been actively developed by a huge number of people, and in order to have this stick around for another evolution, the foundation has been established. Many companies have joined forces to keep PHP alive, including Automatic. Coming up next, Michelle Shulp has a great reminder to take care of yourself, set realistic wellness goals, and approach the season with mindfulness.
My name is Michelle Shulp, and this is your Mind and Body Minute. I have heard from so many people in the community that prioritizing their health and wellness is important. However, they quickly get overwhelmed trying to make perfect choices, ending up discouraged and stuck. How can we ever improve our health if one wrong move makes us feel like a failure? Rather than believing health is all or nothing, like an on-off switch, we can treat our choices about food, movement, work, play, and rest as unique dials that can be increased or decreased based on our available time, energy, and resources. Think of something you are struggling with right now. Maybe lack of movement, unhealthy eating, exhaustion, and burnout? How can you turn the dial just one notch this week towards better wellness? Some midday stretching, a new recipe for dinner, or maybe sleep 5 extra minutes each morning? By framing our choices as increments rather than absolutes, we can avoid all-or-nothing thinking and create meaningful, effective changes in our health. Just like in development, we benefit from seeking progress, not perfection. For more of my thoughts on mindful wellness, visit fitnessandfreelance.com or continue the conversation with me on Twitter at MarkTimeMedia.
Thanks, Michelle, for a timely piece right before a holiday break. And thanks to all of the members who contributed content today. Birgit Pauly Hack, Dave Rodenbaugh, Daniel Schutzmith, Bob Dunn, Jeff Chandler, Vinny McKee, and Mycheck Pomowski. We would like to welcome our new members, Vinny from Wicked Plugins, Patrick Garman from Mindsize. They were quick to contribute this week's news, and we appreciate it. You can buy me a coffee to support the show or join as a member for $79 for the year to get access to the private Discord, get your hand in the weekly WordPress news. Go to buymeacoffee.com/mattreport, buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. That's how you can support the show, become a member, keep content like this free to the community. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoy, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Don't forget to tell your friends how cool this episode was. Jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.